She moved her dais forward, waving to the crowd. Not everyone was happy, but most were. And why should they not be? Rikari Kem was a legend, a role model, someone to admire and emulate. And she was now going to lead them out of this place of fear and worry.
"Thank you so much,"
Roki said, her voice thick with emotion.
"As you know, the Chesa do not speak things that are not true. And so, you may take it as the pure truth when I say that your faith in my ability to lead you well and courageously honors me beyond words."
There was more applause. She was telling them exactly what they wanted to hear, no doubt taking her inspiration from what she sensed from them in the Force. Again, he exerted a tight rein on his anger at being fooled by her.
"My first act as your interim chief of state is to commandeer the use of the now abandoned Jedi Temple as my house of operations,"
she said. Warcon was surprised. They had discussed her moving in eventually, but right away? The cheering crowd seemed confused, but continued to listen.
"They have decided to sever ties with the Galactic Alliance. Surely, in their absence, I, as the head of the GA, can put the resources to better use. It will show to the Jedi that they cannot make such decisions lightly. If they wish to leave, of course they may. But they should not expect us to welcome them back with open arms. One must answer for one's decisions."
He felt it nudging against him, like Dorvan's pet Chitlik seeking a treat, her gentle force brush. He grinned, knowing what she would sense, knowing that she was reaching out to everyone in this huge chamber and touching them in the same fashion. Not overtly, just enough to make them believe they agreed with her.
"The continued incarceration of Jedi Leia Organa Solo, and the rumors of the other Jedi still here, such as escaped convict Tahiri Vela, concerns me greatly."
And oh, she did sound so very concerned, so very worried for her people.
"Movement has not been made toward bringing Solo to trial. I will recommend that the Senate subcommittee consider the alternative, bitter a remedy though it might be. If the Jedi do not wish to be here, then when they break our laws, they should face execution."
That was pushing things too far, Warcon thought. He felt the shift in the room. Imprisonment was one thing, but execution? Roki sent waves of soothing calm, and to Warcon's disbelief, he could feel at least some minds changing.
"It has been a trying day for all of us, and I suggest, with the Senate's approval, of course, that this session be terminated and you all return to your duties. I, meanwhile, will go to the temple so that everyone will see that my protection of my people against the Jedi is sincere. Thank you again. I promise your trust in me is not misplaced."
She whispered to her assistant, who began to move the hover dais back to its dock. Frowning, Warcon clicked his comlink.
"I think this is a mistake," he said. "You should go to your new offices and start discussing your responsibilities with Dorvan. You need to at least keep up the appearance that you are working for the beings who elected you."
"I think this is perfect. I need to present a picture of the new path the Alliance is going to be taking. Think how striking it will look on the Holonews when I sweep into the bastion of the Jedi."
He realized she hated the Jedi almost as much as the Sith did. And for some reason, that unsettled him.